Our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, this time of year, as we march closer to Christmas, we hear more and more about some amazing women, really. Mary. We hear a lot about Mary in our gospel passages, and we hear a lot about, as today's example, Elizabeth as well. And I was thinking about this, that as Lutherans, we tend to downplay Mary quite a bit in reaction against the Catholic Church, which is understandable. Maybe not in this town so much anymore with more Catholic and Lutheran marriages going on. But I thought today I would reflect a little bit upon Mary and upon Elizabeth, because they are pretty important people in our gospel passages this time of year. One Christmas song we hear often at this time is "Mary, Did You Know?" If you like that song, I'm sorry. I really don't. It is overplayed, and it's really annoying. Any amens out there? I see Elise, you're shaking your head. Yeah. "Mary, Did You Know?" Some of the lyrics for the song: "Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Mary, did you know that he is the Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that he is heaven's perfect lamb?" Basically, the writer of the song asks over and over and over again whether Mary knew, as she held this infant baby, if she knew that this baby would be what the church confesses this baby to be, that this church confesses who Jesus is, that he is the Son of God. "Mary, did you know?" And as much as I really don't like the song, it does pose interesting questions. How much did Mary know? How much did anybody know about this baby that we're going to celebrate on Friday? Now, just prior to our gospel passage, Mary has a visitation from the angel Gabriel. And the angel comes and delivers to her God's word concerning what's about to happen to her, that Mary would conceive a child through miraculous means, through the Holy Spirit. So even though she's a virgin, she's going to be pregnant by the power of the Spirit. And this baby that she's going to bear will be called the Son of the Most High God. And the angel tells her that this child is going to reign over the people of God, the people of Israel. And this child would have a kingdom that would never end. The angel speaks to her these amazing words, a message from the Lord, that she's going to have a child, and this child is going to be special. Now, this has never happened to me. I've never born a child, as you might have guessed. And I have certainly never born a child given to me by the Holy Spirit through miraculous means. But I imagine if that were to happen to you, it might just blow your mind. Be an absolutely an amazing thing. And Mary's response to the angel is just beautiful. It's precious. She is so humble and filled with faith. And she says to the angel, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." She hears the word of the angel. She trusts it. She has faith. And she becomes God's servant. And so we ask the question, almost like we're investigators: "Mary, did you know?" And the answer is, yeah, she kind of did. The angel declared to her that this would be the Son of God. In Matthew's gospel, we hear how the angel says, "You're going to name him Jesus because he will save his people from his sins." She had a knowledge of what this baby would be. She maybe didn't know that he was going to walk on water, or that that this would all the will of God would be accomplished by him going to the cross. She maybe didn't know the details, But she did know that God was up to something really, really big. And that this was the Holy Son of God carried in her. She has some knowledge through God's Word that great things are about to happen. And what she doesn't know is filled in with faith and with trust in the Lord's will. I am your servant. Let it be to me according to your word. The church does well to honor Mary for her faith and to imitate her for her faith. And then we come to our gospel reading this morning where Mary hears the news from this angel, and the text tells us that she, in haste, goes to her cousin Elizabeth, who she also knows is pregnant. Now, when it says in haste, I imagine that it's pretty shortly after the angel announces to her that she's going to have Jesus. So she goes with haste to her cousin Elizabeth, who at this time is about 6 months pregnant with a child that will be known as John the Baptist. She also has a miraculous pregnancy going on. And when Mary comes to her and greets Elizabeth, John can't wait to start preaching. He can't wait to be born to start preaching, so he starts kicking in the womb for joy at the sound of Mary's voice. And Elizabeth is filled with the Spirit. And she confirms the angel's words to Mary and says, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." She calls Mary blessed. And so if we were to write a new Christmas song, we could write one maybe called Elizabeth. Did you know? Did you know that your nephew would be amazing? And again, the answer would be yes. Yeah, she kind of did. And we're not going to write that song, by the way, because it would be just as annoying as the other one. But yes, Elizabeth did know. She kind of knew. She proclaims that Mary indeed has been blessed by God. The Spirit is in her. She knows something. She hasn't even seen Jesus yet. She can't hold Christ yet, and still she calls Mary blessed. Blessed are you among women. In other words, blessed are you over and above every woman that has ever lived. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why has this happened to me? Elizabeth says, that the mother of my Lord comes to me. Through the Spirit, Elizabeth looks at Mary, at whatever baby bump Mary might have at that time. She, by my estimation, Mary is no more than 3 months pregnant. She's probably less, so she's not showing very much. At this time, Jesus is about the size of your thumb. He's the size of a Brussels sprout at best. And Elizabeth looks at Mary and says, "Blessed am I." Why? What cause has the mother of my Lord to come to me? She calls this unborn Jesus her Lord. It's a confession that she is only able to make through faith created by the Word given to her through the Spirit right into her heart. Elizabeth, did you know that your unborn nephew would feed the hungry, give sight to the blind, or rise from the dead? We don't know how much she knew, but through the Spirit, she had faith. She had trust. She had an understanding that God was at work in the world. And she had a profound belief in the yet-to-be-born Jesus Christ. This word of God given to Mary by the angel. And Mary, by the way, at this time, maybe 13, 14 years old. What a faith she has. Erica, how old are you? Stand up. Look at Erica, everybody. She's about the age of Mary, probably a little taller. Think about the faith. You can sit down. Think about the faith that this young woman has, created in her by the Word of God spoken into her. What an amazing woman. And Elizabeth, think about her faith as well. The Spirit comes into her. The Word of God comes into Mary, and it creates a beautiful, strong faith. Did they know? No, probably not the details. But they knew the love of God for them. They knew the love of God for the world. They knew the world's need as well as their own for a Savior, for a rescuer, for a Redeemer. They didn't know how it would happen, but in faith they knew that it would, that it was going to happen through this child that Mary carried. And now we ask, what do we know? More than Mary. More than Elizabeth. The Word of God that came to Mary has come to you as well. The Spirit that filled Elizabeth has filled you as well. What do we know? What has been revealed to us? To you has been revealed Jesus Christ crucified. This baby we celebrate on Christmas is the baby that would be crucified as an adult. To us has been revealed Jesus Christ crucified, body and blood given for you for the forgiveness of sin. To you has been revealed Jesus Christ resurrected, victory over death, life eternal, won for you. And to you has been revealed Jesus Christ ascended to the right hand of God the Father Almighty, where He speaks to the Lord, the Creator of the universe, on your behalf. He prays for you as He sits right next to God. And to you has been promised Jesus Christ, the one who is to return, who will bring a glorious completion to that which He has begun. And because we have received these things, and these things have been revealed to us, and faith is given to you, we can hear the words that Elizabeth says to Mary for ourselves. Blessed are you who believe that God will fulfill what has been given to you through His Word concerning Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give You thanks for the testimony of Mary and the testimony of Elizabeth and the faith that they had. Help us, Lord, to be as faithful. Help us, Lord, to be formed by Your Word and to take it and to receive it and to trust in it and the promises that You have given us, to know Jesus Christ, to receive Him, to believe Him, and to know what He has done for us. We pray this in Your name. Amen.